One is, how is this universe related to the absolute? What's the relationship of this universe which we experience to this absolute we are talking about, Brahman? One. Second question I'm sensing there is this universe real? It seems to be real, and yet you seem to be saying that it's not real. How is this universe related to that? Are they separate? The absolute Brahman, are they separate in this universe? No, they are not separate. If they were separate, notice what you call Brahman. What Brahman is? Brahman is being itself, existence itself. Logically, if there is such a thing which is existence itself, and if you say something is separate from existence, what will it become? Non-existent, yes. Something other than paper is not paper. Something other than human is inhuman. Something other than existing is non-existing. So if there is a universe apart from Brahman, you're literally saying if it is other than existing, then it's a non-existent universe. So the universe cannot be apart from Brahman. Just it's like saying, can the wooden table be apart from wood? No. Can the clay pot be apart from the clay, or the gold ornament be apart from the gold? No. All right, this is one. So it cannot be apart. Then what is the relationship? Is it the same as Brahman? No, not quite. Literally the same as Brahman? No, not quite. Because we don't really see anything as pure consciousness and bliss and all of that. We see men and women and people suffering and struggling in life, living beings, non-living beings, a physical universe, which does not seem to be very absolute or Brahman-like. Things are born and they change and they die and suffer. All of these things are there. So this universe is neither apart from Brahman, one, nor exactly the same as Brahman, two. If you say Brahman is pure existence, this universe is not other than existence, but it's not pure existence also. This thing, not being, you are unable to classify it as pure being or as non-being, this is in Sanskrit called sat asat bhyam anirvachaniyam. Inability to express it as pure being or non-being. This is the classical definition of Maya. When you study Advaita Vedanta, there will be a definition of Maya. So the term used there is anirvachaniya, beyond speech. But beyond speech in what sense? You cannot express it as pure being. You cannot express it as non-being also. If it was non-being, it would disappear. But clearly it is there. We are experiencing it. It's not so difficult to understand also. It seems too subtle. Not so difficult. Just take this example which we use all the time. The wood and the table. The table is not, this one, the lectern, it's not apart from the wood. It's not a separate thing. If it were, I could show it to you separately. I showed you the clock and the paper separately. But I cannot show you the table and the wood separately. The moment I try to do that, the table will disappear. Not the wood. Not the wood. This is there. But the table name and form will disappear if I try to separate it from the wood. And yet, if I say, it's not separate from the wood, but is it the wood itself? No, because there was a time when it was a tree. It was not a table. There was a time when it was a log of wood. It was not a table. And there will be a time when it will be kindling or wood splinters. It won't be a table. It continues to be wood throughout, but not a table anymore. So this table is neither other than the wood itself, nor exactly the same as wood itself. It is sad asad bhyam anirvachaniyam, or wood. Not wood anirvachaniyam. You cannot express it as wood itself, you cannot express it as not wood. The nature of the universe is like that. According to Advaita Vedanta, the non-dualistic approach is, the entire nature of the universe is indeterminate. You cannot dismiss it as being, no, it's not there. You cannot dismiss, you cannot say it is the absolute reality. No. It is not, obviously not an absolute reality. things are impermanent, things are subject to change, people are subject to suffering, there is evil. All of this is experienced in the world. How can it be the absolute reality? So this indeterminate nature, this is called, another term for this in Vedanta, one term is Maya, another term is Mithya. Mithya means the false. The false. The word false has been misunderstood. False does not mean non-existence. Look at the difference between truth, lie, silence. Silence is no speech. Truth is correct speech, or in Sanskrit, yathartha. That means the truth is accurate. It is real. It is what is. But what is a lie? It's not silence. The liar said something. But it's not real either. It's not the truth either. It is a misrepresentation of the truth. It's an appearance of the truth. The word appearance always connotes that there is something behind it. The real appears to be something else. Similarly, Brahman appears as this world. So that is why in Vedanta, this world, the universe, is called Maya, is called Mithya, is called an appearance. Now those who do not like this, I don't want to call this world an appearance or a false thing. Then Vivekananda used another term, higher truth and lower truth. This world is the lower truth, of which Brahman is the higher truth. They are not two separate things, no more than the wood is separate from the table. The table is the appearance, of which wood is the substance, the reality. The universe is the appearance, of which Brahman is the substance, the reality. Yeah.
Is Brahma synonymous with Obang Manasa Gochara? Is it consciousness or is it?
You asked a question, is Brahman synonymous with Avang Manasa Gocharam? The Sanskrit term means beyond speech and mind. I will not go there, there will be a whole talk in itself. But notice, I'll give you one little pointer to think about. We just said Maya is beyond speech. In what sense? You cannot express it as being pure being or as non-being. As existing as pure existence or as non-existence, you can't categorize it. Therefore, you are unable to express what it is. It is indeterminate. Now you are saying Brahman is beyond speech also. The absolute reality is also beyond speech, ineffable. But they are not beyond speech in the same way. This is very important. Maya and Brahman are not beyond speech in the same way. Maya is beyond speech because you cannot categorize it as pure being or as non-being. Sat, asat, bhyam, anirvachanyam. That's why Maya, the English word would be indeterminate. Brahman is not beyond speech because it's indeterminate. It's very specific. It is. It is an absolute reality for those who are enlightened. It's an undeniable reality. It's not a vague something. It's an undeniable reality. You might as well look up into the sun. Don't. You might as well look up into the sun and deny that the sun exists. No. It's as evident as that. Then in what sense is Brahman beyond speech? It is beyond speech because language cannot express it. Language cannot... As Wittgenstein said, the limits of the universe, limits of language are the limits of the universe. What lies beyond, we must pass over in silence. In Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, at the end, towards the end, he says this. In two places there, he says it. Similarly, the infinite cannot be bought within the bounds of language. Why not? That is a whole talk in itself. Advaita Vedanta and the Paradox of Language. I refer you to my talk on YouTube. That was the subject. Why Brahman cannot be brought within the limits of language. Thank you very much for your question. Thank you. Yes.